The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
I had a piece of popcorn stuck in my back molar for like 3 days. I had to turn into like Dr. Dental to get that bitch out of there. Now it feels great. Got it out a couple days ago. Now I'm just relishing in my accomplishment. Oh, by the way, this is Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable. Well, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show Snackable, a mini series of one-on-one shows with me, your boy, Corey Blaze, a new YouTube series of shows because clearly I don't have enough to do. The show is done in segments. I make them up as I go, and follow along if you wish. If you know the words, feel free. We've got a brand new segment for you today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a front sell, and I normally don't do that on Snackable, but this show is literally going to be the ABCs of me. From anger to church to porn. Let's dive in with If I Ain't Bitchin', I Wouldn't Be Me. Okay, listen, we all know the story that I told about my trip to Kohl's. I want to say last year. I had to return a product from the Zon that I had purchased. I was going to return it, and Kohl's has a Amazon drop-off in their store. Well, the Kohl's that I went to moved the Amazon drop-off counter from like right near the back of their door, their back door, because this Kohl's has two entrances, the back door, and they moved it all the way into the far, far corner next to their delivery door at this Kohl's. And I was frustrated about that. Well, I had to visit that same Kohl's store again to return another product to the Zon. And just when you thought things were better, they weren't. They were worse. And I almost had a Black Ren moment. What is a Black Ren moment? I'm glad you asked. It's a Black Karen moment in the Kohl's. Listen, I'm at work last night. I'm shooting a basketball game. My little happy ass gets done with the basketball game early enough where I'm going to beat cheeks from Central Phoenix back up to the north side of town and get to the Kohl's before 10 p.m. to return this product to the Zon. I get to the Kohl's. I get the product out of my trunk. I'm opening up my phone. Actually, I wasn't even opening up my phone. I grab my phone, check to make sure that I had the return receipt, because when you return something in person for the Zon, all they give you is a little QR code. So they gave me the QR. I saw that I had the QR code. Head right on into the Kohl's. Little Kohl's lady at the front says, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "I'm doing great." And I'm got on all my work gear and stuff like that. And I head right back. I start my 15-minute fat trek to the back of this freaking Kohl's store. I'm walking by panties and bras and shoes and drones and more shoes, more panties and more draws and drones. Oh my. And I get to the Amazon counter because I knew where it was because I hiked there before. Get to the Kohl's counter. The little Amazon receiving lady grabs her little scanny thingy and she says, "Hey, do you have your QR code?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." I pick up my phone, and up there where it's supposed to have bars and a Wi-Fi signal and my VPN indicator and the Verizon word, because I'm a Verizon customer, it reads something that I have never seen before on my phone. No service. And I look at the Kohl's lady and I'm like, I don't have service right now. And she looks back at me in my eyes with a straight face. It says, oh, yeah, our store somehow blocks out all cell phone signals and our Wi-Fi is down. I can't pull up the QR code because the QR code is in the Zon app on my phone. In order for the Zon app to work, it has to be connected to either my cellular data or a Wi-Fi signal. And from what the little Kohl's Amazon receiver girl says, neither one of those work in that store. It's 2021. How the hell you have a department store that can't, you can't get your cell phone signal inside this bitch? How is that possible? How is that even something that exists in all of what technology is today? How do you have a store that can't get either one of those things? So if you're talking to somebody on the phone and you get out of your car in the parking lot and you're walking in, you immediately are transported back, what, to 1965? I couldn't understand how this is a possible thing. So I'm frustrated because now I got to hike back. Because what the Kohl's lady says, she says, oh, if you go back out into the parking lot, you'll get a signal and you'll be able to pull up your code, QR code. So I hike back. Mind you, folks, I'm a big fat black dude carrying an unboxed item. What do you think happened when my fat ass got to the front of the store? Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. So a little Kohl's late. I hike back up to the front 15 minutes later. I get my fat ass up there. I got my phone out. I got this item under my arm. And of course, one of the cashiers at the front, excuse me, sir. What's the first thing they thought? I was stealing something. Mind you, I am dressed that I just got off work. The place where I work is all over me. In addition to that, I'm wearing my name badge. Would I really be trying to steal something advertising where I work and who I am? So I get to the front of the front door, and they're like, excuse me, sir, excuse me. And I turn to her and I says, look, I'm just trying to get back out into 2021, which is clearly in your parking lot where cell phone signals and Wi-Fi signals exist. Because clearly in this brick and mortar shelter of a store that you guys are running here, there's no Wi-Fi signal. There's no cellular signal. They're like, oh, yeah, we're sorry about that. And then some other wizened Kohl's lady walks up pushing an empty cart. And she says, you're probably going to have to go all the way into the parking lot to get you a signal. So I go out to the parking lot. And then, of course, what does my Verizon service do? Takes its time to load up on my phone. Finally, I get the QR code. I head back in there and I'm walking by that same cashier that thought I was stealing. And she says, oh, yes, sir. It's a little bit of a problem. That cell phone service doesn't work in our store. And I replied to her, and it's not a little bit of a problem, sweetheart. It's a huge problem because you guys have this thing on your registers called a touchless checkout. How you go touchless checkout when your phone can't touch the sky? And I keep it walking. I come around the corner because, you know, I got to hike. Got to hike through this damn Kohl's. I come around the corner. There's another little Kohl's worker there. Hello, sir. Good evening. How's your day? I reply frustrated. She says, oh, I'm sorry. I reply to her. It's not your store. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying not to go full blaring on these people. Black Karen, I'm trying not to do it. But how the hell is it 2021 and you can't get a cell phone signal in this store? I work in arenas with 18,000 people in them and I can get a cell phone signal. You can be diving to the bottom of your pool in some parts of the city and get a cell phone signal. You can work in the sewers and get a cell phone signal. But if you're trying to go to Kohl's and return an Amazon package, you are S-O-L. No signal, no Wi-Fi, no how is this? I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And it was so bad. My phone got so disconnected from the damn service. I had to literally get home My phone didn't even connect back to 4G. It stayed on 3G because it was probably in shock that it went into a place where it couldn't connect. How is that possible? What are you accomplishing, Kohl's, by doing this? And this Kohl's isn't in a mall. Maybe if it was in the, you know, the second floor of a mall or the basement of the mall, maybe that'd be a little justification. No, this Kohl's is out in the middle of a mother effing field. There ain't nothing else next to it but a coffee shop and an Indian bistro. And they can't get a cell phone signal. Nothing else, nothing connected to it. It's in the middle of nowhere. Prime location for a cell phone. I bet you if I drive back over there, matter of fact, I ain't gonna think this. Because if I drive back over there and there's a cell phone tower within eyeshot of that Kohl's building, I'm going to jail. I spent way too much time on this. This drove me insane, folks. I'm sorry. This drove me insane. It had me messed up. Oh, my goodness. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I done totally ate up all my time for my next segment. We're going to try to kick it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another new segment called Ass Eyes Remote. Don't blink. Okay, now from now on to something that I, you know, somewhat enjoy. When I was a young warthog, the TV was my babysitter. I told you this show is all about the ABCs of me. The TV was my babysitter. I watched a lot of TV. I played video games. Yes, I played video games. I played video games on the Atari and the original Nintendo. You know, the one where you had to hold the cartridge up to your mouth and blow in it because it wouldn't play. And then you shoved it in there and you pushed it down and you closed the little lid and hit the button and prayed. Yeah, those Nintendo days. You know what I mean? And I had asthma as a kid, so you can imagine how challenging it was for me to get my damn Nintendo game to play. But nevertheless, I had some favorite TV shows. I have some favorite TV shows then, and I have some now. And there's no such thing as a TV show anymore, is what I've come to realize. Everything's a competition. Everything is a freaking competition. There's nothing that's a show anymore. And if it is a show, it's gone in like one or two seasons. Shows that are gone in one or two seasons that were my favorite. Donald Faison from Scrubs. Dr. Turk from Scrubs. Yes, we all know. We all love him. He was on a show called Emergence. I love that show. It's a good show. It's a sci-fi show. Gone. Bye-bye. The Prodigal Son with Tom Payne and Bellamy Young. Bellamy Young. Gorgeous. Absolutely wonderful actress. Gone. I think it lasted two seasons. And probably a lot of people don't even know about it. Prodigal Son, a story of a son of a serial murderer. Gone. Now, when I was prepping for this particular episode, I was looking for some other shows that I may not have realized are gone that are gone. And this one really hurt and cut me to the quick. Niecy Nash, Claws, gone. Last thing I heard of this is that on her Instagram, she was back on set of Claws, and they were starting to film season 4. That show had a double greatness for me. It had Niecy Nash and another actress that I can't remember her name off the top of my head who played Carla in Scrubs. Both of them were on Gone. No, they're gone. So this is why. And then everything else is a competition show. Of course, The Voice and things like that. But this is why I watch old TV shows. I watch old TV shows like Roseanne, Will and Grace, and old game shows like The Match Game and Wipeout. Look, if you have not seen Wipeout, for here in Arizona, Phoenix metropolitan area, it only comes on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. on ABC. And then again, Sunday night at 11 p.m. on ABC. And it's pretty much, I don't know why I have a sick obsession with this stupid show. But it's basically just a competition show of a lot of unphysically fit people being challenged to do physical things. And it's ridiculously stupid, yet I watch it with my mouth agape every time. I honestly believe that where Wipeout was filmed in Northern California might be the same place where Steph Curry's hole in one is filmed. I think it might be the same location because the backgrounds look eerily similar. And Wipeout's been off the air since, I'd be the mid-90s, I want to say. No, probably maybe they did go into the 2000s. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Maybe that little correction me will pop in and tell you when Wipeout went off the air. So this is why I watch old TV shows, because everything else is a freaking competition. You know, The Voice, I watch it knowing damn well that The Voice, they say they want somebody new, someone fresh. But if you really pay attention to that show, as the show progresses, the people that stay on, the singers that do stay on, they eventually end up being morphed into what every other artist is in the industry. They become a totally different manufactured being. Nothing like they were when they first started on the show. America's Got Talent is another show that I watch, and I just watch that for like the sexy acts. And if there's someone out there that's a powerhouse singer, and yes, I know people are going to call me out on this if they go to my blog and they're going to find where I've written up stories on tear-jerking moments on America's Got Talent. You're right. I'm a sucker for a tear-jerker moment on America's Got Talent. I'm telling you, they get me every time with those damn tracks, those music tracks that are behind it. But, you know, TV's a horrible babysitter nowadays. There ain't nothing on there, nothing but teaching your kid to be competitive. But it's like, what else do we have? You know what I mean? I watch a lot of the old stuff. You know, and I mean, that's probably why so much of new TV is like going the way of movies. Everything's a remake. They've remade Match Game. They've remade this show. They've remade that show. They keep bringing things back. You know what I mean? It's just, there's just nothing great about TV anymore. All right, let's move on, ladies and gentlemen, to the segment that everybody knows and loves. It's my Fat Fake Take. All right, listen, I'm all over the place with my time, so I'm going to try to make sure that I get all this in. Again, this show is all about the ABCs of me. And had a meltdown at Kohl's. We didn't talked about my TV watching. Now I'm going to talk about my kid. Not my kid in particular, but okay, listen. My kid went off to college 2 years ago. He's in his middle of his second year at school. And the pandemic, of course, brought him home last year for a while. And then he went back and returned to campus in August of last year. And as I'm a Cincy, I'm a sensitive guy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a sensitive guy. I'll cry in a minute. Tell me that you lost your Dogecoin and I'll cry. But I'm a little sensitive guy. So I haven't, it's going to sound weird, but I haven't been able to clean his room up or to clean out his room. He went to college. He just literally took the essentials and what he didn't have, we got new for him or we got for him, but he left a lot of his home thing here, you know, a lot of stuff that was just left in his room. But for whatever reason, since he returned to school in August of last year, I haven't been able to, I've gone in his room. Of course, I go in and I vacuum and I kind of straighten up. But as far as like going in there and doing a deep clean and really resetting everything and stuff like that, I just haven't been able to do it. I guess I'm just not really able to cope with the fact that my baby is gone, you know, and my baby is off and he's in an adult. Well, this past weekend, I finally got the heart to do it. I lifted up my boy's bed and discovered under the bed what I can only describe as about $300 worth of clothes and shoes that look to be worn only once. Now, I was looking for, you know, Griblies. I was looking for the creepy crawlies. Luckily, thank baby Jesus, there was no bugs under there. But I found $300, what equated to, I would say, about $300 worth of clothes and shoes. Shoes he had only worn once. I found his high school prom shoes that we bought 2 years ago. He only wore them once. And then for some reason, I only found two right shoes. No left foot. Just two random right shoes. A bag of clothes that I'd know for sure. Not that he's gotten fat. He's just grown. He's not going to be able to get into that. We're just there. A brand new pair of Nikes still in the box. I don't even remember buying them these shoes. Maybe my kid's a shoe thief and I don't know it. So I started to like get a little irritated until I realized that I do the same thing. I have so many pairs of shoes in my closet, in their original box, on shelves that I've only worn once or twice. Same thing with clothes and shirts that I've only worn once or twice for a special occasion or something like that. And I don't have them under my bed. You can't get them under my bed. I have a water bed. You know what I mean? And then I didn't get mad at him for what was under the bed. And then I went to a shelf of his. And now I'm starting to get verklempt. Told you I'm a sensey. I'm starting to get verklempt because on his shelf, three shelves full of just greeting cards and graduation cards from years ago and cards from friends and schoolmates and things like that. And in the hallway, in the linen closet, I have a banker's box full of greeting cards that go all the way back to my high school days 400 years ago. And I'm standing in my son's room, and my baby is just like me. He was holding all of his little greeting cards and stuff. I was like, it's okay that you got $300 worth of shoes and clothes under your bed because you do this. Oh, I couldn't be mad. But I took everything and I put it in the box because his little ass is off and grown and got his own apartment now. And I didn't call him, though. I was thinking about calling him and showing him pictures about stuff and tell him, hey, look, I finally got into your room. And I don't want to do that because when I do call my kid and he's at school, he starts to, you know, miss me and then he wants to come home. I miss them all. I miss them and I love them. Hey, your ass at school. Don't come home. Come to visit, but you know, don't. When you're done COVID coughing. All right, let's transition, ladies and gentlemen, with a lightsaber fight in the street. Can we see that again? This is a literal street fight with lightsabers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, look, ABCs of Me continues on. Let's go to church. Look, I love my church. I go to a TV church. I attend virtually. I attended virtually even before the pandemic, so don't put this on the pandemic. I attended virtually before the pandemic because of my work schedule. I work on Sundays sometimes, and I can't always get into the building. And then when the pandemic hit, of course, you know, that just cemented the fact that I was going to continue to stream the service. But anyway, I go to a TV church, not necessarily a mega church. You know, it seats like, 8,000 people or whatever. And I mean, it hasn't been full since the pandemic. But this past Sunday, I was watching the service and one of my favorite speakers, Dr. Alan McCray, is speaking. And he gets to a point in his message where he goes to talk to the at-home attendees. Basically me. You know, he talks to me. And let's look at the clip and then I'll break it down what went wrong here. This is Dr. McCray from Church for the Nation service that just happened last Sunday.
God sees you. God see. If you're online this morning, I don't care where you are, sitting in your house, sitting in your car, sitting in a restaurant, wondering if anybody knows that you even exist, I'm telling you right now, in the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, He knows you. He knows where you are, and He's calling your name right now, and He's saying, I love you, and you can trust me. Come to me. Oh, go ahead. Give Him a great big praise offering this morning.
Okay, so if you're not in video production, that probably didn't, you probably didn't see anything wrong with what happened. Dr. McCray did something that I don't see him do very often. He talked to camera. Like what I'm doing right now is I'm looking directly down the lens of a camera and I'm talking and I'm addressing you. He gets to a point in his message where he's not really paying. He even says, people at home, and he's pointing to the camera and he's talking to the camera. And then the knuckle dragger behind the video switcher cuts to a wide shot from their jib. Number one, the jib shot is horrible because the audience isn't lit. So all you see is this shiny stage corner and then blackness. But this totally threw me out of the spirit, if you will, the moment, if you will, because it just cut away. He was talking. He was addressing me. And then you cut to some blackness and him in the corner. And then it's not like he caught the mistake. He stayed with the shot. He stayed with the jib shot. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, where did the rest of the word go that Dr. McCray was giving me? Where is it? People. This, I swear the person that was switching those cameras on Sunday probably works at Kohl's. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm running out of time. Let's get to it quickly. Ergonomic arrogance.
Economic arrogance.
Okay, listen. Okay. We didn't went from my meltdown to my kids, to my youth, to my church. Now we're going to porn. Look, I support small business enterprise on OnlyFans, but I got a message for all of you OnlyFans content creators out there. Listen, look, don't judge me. I hear you out there in the web world. I hear you. Oh, he go to church and he rock Only. Look, your broken ass should be in church too. Why you think I go? I never claimed that I was perfect. So don't judge me. Only difference is I own it. Your ass the one trying to be. Do you think that you think all them holy rollers in there are really true holy rollers? Hell no, they on OnlyFans too. I ain't justifying, I'm just telling you. I own it. God, no. But OnlyFans creators. Look, I know I'm one of the top 1%ers of OnlyFans supporters. Listen, this falls under economic arrogance because OnlyFans creator content, you cannot change the prices of your content when you haven't posted any content. Okay? If you ain't posted in a few weeks, don't send an alert out of nowhere talking about you changing your price from, you know, $10.99 to $15.99. What are you changing the prices for? You haven't done anything. If you're going to post on a regular basis and you decide to adjust your rates and stuff, okay, fine. But you can't do that just out of nowhere, and we ain't seen a post from you in weeks. Come on now. You're killing me. And one last thing, OnlyFans creators, please clean the mirror. Clean the mirror. You ain't that nasty. All right. I got to get out of here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you. Hey, quickly, before you go, make sure we debut these on Thursdays. On Thursday's show, make sure you get yourself one of these plush Fat Guy Radio Show. This is the dog version. Make sure you pick one of these up at fatguyradioshow.com/store. They are selling out. I'm sorry, but we've gotten a report that they're in limited supply. It has nothing to do with the supply chain, but they're in limited supply. But if you haven't picked one up, please, they are so soft and so snuggable. Get you one of these. For the holidays, put it under your tree, whatever. Or if your kid says, hey, I want a doggy, give me a doggy, get him a Fat Guy Radio Show dog and tell him Uncle Corey made you do it. Ooh, excuse me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can just sit right there for the rest of the show, buddy. All right, folks, that's it for Snackable. Make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Mash that subscribe button. Please share it with all your friends and your family. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You know them all. Tumblr. We still own Tumblr. Tumblr, all of those. Please smash all those buttons, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to the show. Tell everybody you know about the show. And we will see you next week. Oh, by the way, in just a few days, it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I really, really hope you didn't pay $58 for a 10-pound turkey. I'm planning on having turkey enchiladas for Thanksgiving while you're playing. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. I've been Corey Blaze for Fat Guy Radio Show. Snackable! Get you a doggy! Get you a doggy! Move the logo and put the dog back up! Thank you. Put the logo back.